the needs of our people.
It disgraces his own police force.
That's right. He's a disgrace to the uniform. We want that man sacked.
Yeah.
We want the public prosecution very quickly to bring down charges, prepare criminal charges against this man. We want this man to be held criminally accountable for what he's done to our brother.
Yeah.
And we have gathered as a community to support our mob at Palm Island, to make a statement here today, to support every single family, Aboriginal family across Australia, who has lost a loved one to a death in custody. And the list goes on and on and on. We have one of the placards there. There you go, brother. Hold that one up. Name, John Pat. John Pat was murdered, bashed to death. He's a 16-year-old kid. He was bashed to death by 5 drunken police officers in Raybourne, Western Australia. He died in the police cell. Those 5 officers were charged, and yet added to the jury, an all-white jury, 92 minutes to return verdict to not guilty. John Pat, 16-year-old kid. Daniel Alfred Yock, 7th of November, 1993. Again, committed no crime, committed no offence, but not broken the law. Crash tackled by 2 massive collars, thrown into the back of a police wagon. Very shortly after that, transported to the Brisbane Watch House, found to be deceased. And again, 7 police officers replicated in the arrest and assault on Daniel Alfred Yock. Was 1 police officer charged? No. Was any police officer charged with any professional offence against their code of conduct? No. And again, we have TJ Hickey, a young fella, not even 17, pursued by police, crashed onto a fence paling, he was impaled, the police lifted him straight off that, he had died from massive blood loss. And yet the police deny that he died in custody. The police were pursuing him. And the family, the Hickey family, want that inquest reopened because key police witnesses did not even have to appear before the inquest, did not have to give evidence, they were protected. This whole system across Australia is designed for one thing, not to deliver justice to Aboriginal people, not to deliver justice to those families who have lost loved ones to death in custody. This justice system is designed to protect and uphold this law, the law of murder by police officers throughout Australia.
Premier,
to join with us in a moment of silence for our brother on Palm Island. A moment of silence, please. Thank you, Mr. Premier. Mr. Premier, a moment to present to you Mr. Alex Dumagy, senior man of the Dumagy family. And Mr. Dumagy will hand to you a bachelor petition.
You speak out more about graffiti than about a dead black man!
Thanks for taking us back to the Bjarke Peterson era!
Equal justice! Peter Bjarke Peterson!
You've lost so much over the last 2 years. You've lost a brother in a police cell. I've lost an auntie lady, his mother. His only son recently just died. It's been a very bad couple of years. I hand these petitions over in good faith that you will do the right thing by getting the DPP to bring charges against the person responsible for the death of my black brother that died on a police cell over at Palm Island.
People, can I just see you, the Premier of Queensland? Okay. Can I just say a couple of things to you?
Warren Pitt, who is the... Please. Warren Pitt and I, Warren's a responsible minister. We're happy to meet a delegation, if that's what you want to do following this. We've received the petition. But I want to say a couple of things to you.
Please, let's show respect now.
Let me just say a couple of things to you. Look, we understand the difficulty. Hang on. And I want to, as I've indicated at the beginning, I want to pass on our condolences to your family. Okay. The second thing I want to say is this. Many people said at the beginning, when this happened, that there would not be due process. Now, what's happened is basically, I said at the time that the coroner would go through due process and the matter would be followed appropriately, and that's what's happened. The second thing I want to say to you is this. Indigenous Australians have been fighting for a fair go for 200 years. If you want a fair go, the only way you'll get that is if the process is allowed to be followed appropriately. The Director of Public Prosecutions... No, you don't. The Director of Public Prosecutions is independent. That director will make a determination. If you want justice for the long term, the due process has got to be followed, and that's exactly what will happen. I'm so happy now to meet with a delegation, and I would invite that delegation to join me in Parliament House now.
What I just did now is ask the brother if, in fact, he wanted, as a member of the Dumadji family, if he wanted to meet with the Premier, but he declined that. So I think we'll respect that week.
Hello, my name is Paul. I'm from Palm Island. Since this deputy took place on Palm Island, Palm Island wasn't the same, you know. And what happened there after this step of custody, the police station got bent down. Because, you know why? Because he was one of ours. And, you know, and today, I wonder if this police is going to get justice. We love to see justice. And do we ever sleep at night for the cruelty that he done to one of our people in the cells? That's so coward and gutless. And he was a good man. I know his family because I'm part of that family. And, you know, what a way to go. A good man. And, you know, his wife in a state of shock. She just come out of the Townsville General Hospital. You know? And she can't believe what happened. You know? And my heart is sore for her also. He sent Cameron up to his mother's place to get a tin of meat and a loaf of bread because they never got their check that day. And what happened? He got shoved in the back of the paddy wagon. For no reason at all. You know? Us black people, we suffered long enough, and we want to see justice. Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you, Palm Island is not the same anymore. Because I come to Palm Island, and I'm part of that family. And you know, all we want to see is justice in our community for all of us. You know, because if it was a white man and a black man bashed him in the cell, and he was a policeman, what happened? And we want to see justice. And there's a lot of things white men is doing to us, but I'll tell you something. We suffered long enough, and I'll tell you, and there is a God, and his power is more greater too. And do this fella, I'd like to see something happen to him. He's going to go insane, and he's going to take his own life. Yeah. And I would just like to say, God bless you all, and thank you very much for supporting my people on Palm Island, and the Dumadji family, and I'd just like to say thank you very much on the behalf of the Palm Island people.
I just want to make one quick point.
Just one last thing, eh? Just as we're getting ready, he's going over. I just want to remind you of one thing. Just one thing. Right? When Mullendale got up and Mullendale said, if we don't get justice, and this is for your warriors, you men out there, if we don't get justice, right, and I'll say it, that they want to charge me for inciting riots and violence, and I will take it back to our own law. And you deal with it in our own law, in our communities. And if you don't get justice from here, you take an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Yeah.
And you make that king proud.
If the Premier was serious about really sitting there talking with us, he wouldn't have made it on the flash of a pen, just like that, in the front of a bunch of real angry black people. I think he was just trying to be nice.
But he is going to backpedal.
He always backpedals. Come on, how much time has he backpedaled? He always says one thing and do the other thing.
Process, sack the murderer.
I don't know. As a member of the Dumuji family, I have to discuss that with my family, but I think as members of the community, I think most of the community, if he's really serious about sitting down and talking about some of these black deaths in custody, well, then I'm sure something will be done. But as a member of my family and my mom up on Palm, I have to discuss it with him. If they want to sit with him and talk about something, I don't see what we've got to talk about. The DPP needs to charge him, man. That's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the DPP to charge him and take him to court. He can have his day in court, which everyone's talking about. Oh, he's not guilty until proven, you know. Everyone has a right to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. Well, come on, get in court. Get the DPP to charge him, and let's see if he can prove himself innocent. Because at the moment, the facts stacks up against him. Split liver, busted portal vein, severed spleen, died within an hour, healthy black man. That's a lot of things that are going against him. So come on, let's go to court, brother, see what you can prove yourself. You can prove yourself innocent.
And put it in the paper too. Don't just put it down in what you got here, take it out. Use a toilet paper. Put it in the big paper. We don't see it.
My family are very, at the moment, they are, what's the right word to describe it? They're satisfied that someone's been held responsible. They're satisfied that the coroner has come out and said, no, Chris Hurley, you are responsible. I see that it was because of you that these injuries have been caused to Morini. So they're satisfied and they're relieved that someone has been held responsible for his death. But they're also conscious that the DPP needs to stand up now and charge him. So we're going to sit back and wait for the DPP to do the right thing. Hopefully Peter Beattie and his government will do the right thing as well. I mean, there's a lot of recommendations within that coroner's report that came down. Same ones that came out within the Black Deaths in Custody report. Same ones that black people have been screaming out for the past 20 years. It's been going on for a long time. And believe me, it does happen. As soon as a police say a black boy thinks he can get away with bashing, he'll do it. I come from Dumuji. We got rid of Chris Hurley out of Dumuji because he was doing that. There's a lot of horror stories in Dumuji about Chris Hurley. They sent him to Burketown. Myron Diana got rid of him from Burketown. My cousin up there wasn't going to put up with his shit. So they kicked him off there. He went to Palmy and killed another cousin of mine. That's terrible. When are they going to realize that when you go to a community, be a part of it and live with the culture, don't go there and think you're going to be a mission manager and bash everyone up. The days are gone where you used to bash black fellows up and chuck them in the cell and tie them up.